Any number eight, it's informal interview without negotiation option.
Yeah.
Number one, Kenzie Nail. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on October 20th, 2023, for during the board meeting, the board moved to open a new case for violating the disciplinary action on case number 97566 and 97567. The establishment was on 6 month probationary period with random inspections to be conducted to ensure health and safety requirements. They were not met. Also, the member Hope Hugh Dang was supposed to submit to the infection protection class within 90 days, and she did not comply. A notice of appearance was mailed out to on October 27th, so that the members could address this case. And I did receive a email this month from Tiger V. Dang, the manager, stating that he has sold the establishment and he was no longer a resident of the state of Arizona, and he would not be attending the meeting.
Okay, the other person's still there?
I didn't. I sent her an email, but she never responded. I never heard.
Do we have any questions for the board in this case?
Sorry, but this is the California.
No, ma'am. This case was brought up in, I believe, March, and a disciplinary letter of concern was issued, and they were placed on a 6 month probation due to sanitation. And
they were reinspected.
Yes, and they were reinspecting it, and it was unsatisfactory.
Got it.
And I did talk to Mr. Bang, and I suggested to him to please call. So even though he's out of state, we could settle this matter, but he refused.
Okay. Well, then, on case 97526, 97527, I move that we move these cases to a formal hearing.
94 seconds.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, unanimously agree that 97526, 97527 will move to a formal hearing, and then we'll conclude it there.
Number two, 98286, 98287, Jade Creative Nail. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on September 15, 2023, during the board meeting, the board accepts staff recommendations for respondents to appear for the informal interview without negotiation in turn, due to failure to correct infractions of licensing and safety and sanitation requirements. And we did notice the respondents to appear for this board meeting. And Ms. Ellen Bordelon is the investigator, and she will be reporting her findings and answers. I'm not sure if the respondents appear.
Vicky Lee or Min Van Vu. Are you present? If you're present, come forward. If you're on the phone, star six to unmute your phone. All right, Ms. Bordelon, would you just close?
Morning, Mr. Beijing, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On May 24th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Jade Creative Nail, which resulted in a unsatisfactory grade due to the license. The establishment license had been expired. It was not posted in the salon according to our board database that showed that it was expired. And it had expired on April 24th of 2023. They also had storage issues. If you take a look at the photos, you can see piles of the trash and chemicals up next to a hot water heater. Family station. The wax room was used for storage. There were food left all up. As of today, currently, the license still remains expired as of April.
Okay. Any questions from the board about this case? Okay, hearing no questions, I move that case number 9826, I'm sorry, 98286. And 98287 be moved to a formal hearing.
Second, Marshall Knox.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, now I'm just going to read this, goes to a formal hearing so we can sort it out. Thank you for that. Negotiation option?
Step 2B, on number one is attending. Number two negotiated. Three attending. Four attending. Five attending. Six, seven, and eight will be calling in virtually. Number nine attending. 10 attending. 11 is attending. Number 12 is here. They have a lawyer's representatives. Number 13 will be attending. 14 negotiated. 15 attending. 16, 17, and 18 are unresolved.
All right. We'll start with our case number one. Our agenda item number is 2023-BAR-0021, Freedom Barber Studio, Light and BBE, 002525, Manuel Aquino, Tino Jr. is the owner. Are you present? Ah, good. Please come up. You'll be over here at the table. All right, before you sit, you swear affirm the testimony you have today be the truth, the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name.
Randy Aquino, Manuel Aquino.
Thank you. Please have a seat. All right, first we'll have our investigator review the procedure, what happened here. We'll listen to her, we'll ask her questions, we'll come back to you, get your side of it, ask you questions, and then we will go into deliberation. So, please.
Morning, the board, Hotel and Board One. On May 19th of 2023, our board office received a complaint alleging that Freedom Barber Studio located in Tucson, Arizona was allowing unlicensed individuals to perform services without being licensed in that category. On July 27th of 2023, the Freedom Barber Shop located in Tucson, and I spoke with a gentleman named Fernando, he stated manager at the time of the inspection. He also stated that he was pretty sure that everyone that was working in that barbershop had was licensed. Unfortunately, I found that the license, the establishment license had been expired on June 30th of 2023. It was posted in the establishment. Kevin Garcia was performing a haircut service at the time of inspection. He did not have a barber's license. He told me that he recently graduated school and he was waiting for his barber license. He also said that he did not have any type of identification. So all I got was his name was Kevin Garcia. And according to our board database, he is an unlicensed barber. If you have any other questions, I'll be happy to.
What was the condition of the shop?
There were no sanitation violations.
Thanks. Right. The board have any questions for the investigator? No?
If I may, on July 28th, shortly after my inspection, they did renew their establishment.
Oh, good. Okay, so the establishment got taken care of, and how long has it been? Very quick.
Not very long at all. It expired in on June 30th, and I went there on July.
Okay, good. That was responsible. Okay, Mr. Aquino, would you please, did you get a chance to review this complaint?
Yes.
And would you please tell us information to help us understand it?
Yeah, I started by saying Helen was really helpful in answering questions, really polite and thorough, and really appreciate her help. Our establishment is pretty new, and I don't want to make any excuses. I'm not from the industry. I'm new to being a barber owner, so I'm not fully, you know, understanding of the process that I've received from literature from Helen. I'm getting better at it. We did have an unlicensed barber. He actually lied about his name. He was told to leave when questioned about it. The license that we had, it didn't renew because I believe we didn't upload my ID. I have several businesses, so the different people that I've had to charge didn't quite do what they needed to do, but they're my responsibility, so I take responsibility for them. But then advanced, we're making the application with their name, info, address, you know, license number for the barber shop, and you know, try to be more on top of things. Another problem was we didn't receive permission because the shop has, the plaza has a mailbox, so it wasn't being delivered, and the emails were going to a email that really nobody was monitoring stuff. But then there's been a lot of progress and trying to be on top of things.
Does the board have any questions? Okay. Does the board have any suggestion for how to resolve this case? Motion?
Well, you know, I move that we adopt the finding of fact and conclusion of the law. Tracy Mayhew.
Okay.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous then, so we agree something happened. All right, now in order of discipline in this matter. Thoughts?
Tracy Mayhew here. I move to offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty and 12 months probation. Not that I hear you. You saw what happened. You're fixing it, right? And now you know you don't have it in the fee. But it did happen, so I would still want to do the $500 fee.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Aye.
Nay, Brandy Flores.
Nay, Chase Turrentine.
Three. Now what?
A motion does not pass if there was a tie.
The motion does not pass. Do we have an additional motion, a different motion?
Was there a separate sign for the $500 that's just for the unlicensed person, or was there a different bill?
Denver Mesa, yes, just
I said there. Okay, it was additional, yeah.
That's just the $500.
Okay.
Sorry. I would make, this is Brandy Flores, I would make a motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? Was it?
Yeah,
I tell very well. I'm muted. Okay. I would make a motion to for a disciplinary letter of concern, recognizing that the licensee has come before us to explain the reasoning behind what happened and has made a good faith effort to correct the problem.
Okay, so we have another motion. Do we have a second?
A second, Chase Turrentine.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
No. Aye.
Chase, where are you?
Aye. Sorry, I thought my second counted as the aye.
Oh, okay. Well, I would think that'd be fair.
If that's not the case, sorry, and just as a point of clarification, is that not the case?
That is not.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Beth. I'm sorry. You do have to vote after there's a motion and a second, then every board member have to vote. Yes.
Got it. No. Understood. Thank you.
All those
so, aye.
Nay.
Nay.
Nay. All right, we're still deadlocked.
No,
he said aye, so you got 4-2.
Okay, and the second I was with the post, so but it's fine. You were
good.
Okay, so 4-2, then the motion passes. So we're going to issue you a letter of concern, just a letter of concern. It'll go on your file, so we'll know you had this issue. We recognize your efforts to correct the issue. Okay. Thank you for coming up. We appreciate you standing up and dealing with Michael.
Thank you all.
Yeah, and both paths on this were valid. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Both paths are valid. Interesting case.
I do.
in general, just to the, I don't know if it's the proper thing to state that. When something happens and then there's a fine, is there anything laid out as to what would be? I mean, he didn't say he didn't do it.
So there's a couple points. One, I think Mr. Aquino left. I'm happy to talk to you separately, but if it comes up and we're there and in a particular discussion with a particular case, I'm happy to address it at that point.
So I think what legal counsel, I think what legal counsel is saying is we're not in a place of discussion, an agenda item to discuss disciplinary process.
Yeah.
We can certainly discuss maybe toward the end of if you'd like to request an agenda item for on that at a future meeting.
It also is not on the agenda, but we might. Board training.
Yes. So that I think that's what she's saying much more eloquently than me.
Cool. I didn't know to bring it up and when we need a separate time.
Yeah. If we get to that point in the discussion of a particular case, we can.
Yeah.
You can always bring it up during the discussion. Okay.
All right, let's go to number three. Our case number 86693, Lois Alomar, VAR 012371. Come on up. Are you Lois? They spelled it wrong. Hard for me to buy into. So, do you swear or affirm that they test to be truthful?
Yeah.
And then state your name.
Please, Alomar.
And you and your gender, please.
Absolutely.
There you go. Let me fix that. That makes more sense. Please have a seat. And would you please review this case with us?
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and the members of the board. My name is Jeff Bergstrom. On May 25th, 2023, subjective confession of the doctor. I spoke with the owner. During the inspection, I identified the dollar violation. There was no annotation violation, but the license agreement, he was violating the barber shop without a barber job. I verified just that Pro Era Studio was applied on the board database, determined that there was no application on file. And I checked the 11/17/2023. I provided the license with the inspection report and educated them to the lady. Do you have any questions?
Have there ever been a license on this facility? Okay, so let's start. Do you have any questions, board members?
Oh, when was the when did they open?
I was there May 25th.
Okay, could be that.
Okay. So, Luis, would you mind telling us about this complaint?
I'll let you know that it was my first time. It was in a full-blown barber shop. It was a little sweet room that it was my first time ever trying to get into. And I wasn't aware that I thought you didn't have a patient license for those, like if you're renting out chairs and a full establishment like that. I haven't got the establishment license for that either because I ended up I'm not there no more. Anywhere right now. I've been doing just house club for time and stuff like that, like in my situation with my old barber shop. I would be curious if I still would have to pay for that fee if I'm not anywhere. I left like months after that happened.
The only thing makes sense to you now.
What's that?
There's the whole thing makes
sense. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely doing some research. I knew how to do papers to get that going. But yeah, I'm not there anymore.
Okay. Board, have any questions?
Is this the time for yes?
Yeah, this is the time.
Yeah.
We've seen this a lot. Yeah, so the studio, not being aware, and more since 2020. When did you open your? They were 2 years in operation?
No, it looked like about like a year and some change. I wasn't aware of it. I had talked to the owner there as well, like what I needed and stuff. I mean, I don't think she was aware of the application for the suite room either. She had her Sparrow studio that everybody was renting out. But yeah, I just talked to him. She didn't mention the lighting part of it, which I had.
Quick question for you. How long have you been barbers?
I've been barbering for about 2 years. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I've always done booth rank. I've never done a whole my own little suite room or a barbershop thing.
You might want to take even further action as far as looking into the rules about doing house cuts and house calls, because you can end up in the same position that you're in right now.
Even if I just have my life. Yeah.
Be a mobile situation.
It'd be a mobile situation.
There are rules on mobiles and all.
You always go up to the caller, the boy, and say, here's what I'm doing. What am I doing? Drag it on.
Yeah, and I thought I was like going to come and get today because I know that I want, I still want to open up the barbershop school and not just a little room one now. But I know I saw you guys updated the whole housing policy. Website, but it's pretty tough to find anybody there now. It's just a matter of who's going to get the talent.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Barbier, we'd be happy to speak with you about other licensing issues another time. Today's not a good day for us simply because of the board meeting and the proceeding before us. But as Mr. Chair explained, please feel free to give us a call or send an email in and we'll be happy to answer those questions for you. To Mr. Knox's point, on our webpage, there are the rules under resources. So make sure you review those and that you'll probably find most of the answers you need related to mobile services right there in the rules for you. Back to the case before us.
All right. We have other questions from the board. All right. So do we have a motion regarding this case or whether something happened or not?
Tracy Maggio, I make the motion to accept the findings of fact and conclusion.
We have a second.
This is Brandy Flores. I'll second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, I believe that's unanimous. All right, so we agree that's happened. Do we have an order of discipline? Does it matter?
Tracy Mayfield, I move that we do the offer consent agreement for the 250 penalty without the 12 month probationary.
Just the
250. I want to stay consistent without being the rule and moving forward if we want to.
Yeah, I know I did a little more reading.
Second, Marshall Knox. Yes.
Do we have a motion and a second? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Telephone guys.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. So, this is sort of like you got this meeting.
Yeah. Seems like,
you know, we'd like to just say, hey, don't do that anymore, let it go, but we have to deal with it. So you would have, you'll get a letter about this, that, you know, how the findings came out, and then you'll need to pay your fine within 6 months or a year.
Okay.
But yeah. And keep up the good work. Yeah, we appreciate your.
Read the website.
Yeah. You'll get it.
All right.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing about your new big play.
All right. You got a little.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Number four on our agenda is 86694 Blaine's Cut in Conversation, BBE 002056, Roy Delon Jr., BAR 005289, and Blaine Mitchell, license BAR 000876. Are they present?
Yes.
Are you on the phone? Okay. So.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm Roy DeLeon Jr.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you gave me the truth, the whole truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And then state your
name. Roy De Leon Jr. Blaine is also here.
I'm Blaine Mitchell.
Hey, Blaine, did you swear you were going to tell the truth?
I do.
All right, there, boy. All right, good deal. Thank you. Now we're going to go ahead and hear about it from our investigator. We'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you please inform us how this works?
My name is Jermaine Lane, and the members of the board. My name is on May 25th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of their compensation. I spoke with the owner, Roy. During the inspection, I identified that there was no sanitation issues, only operating the barbershop without posting a current barber license. It expired June 30th of 2021, 2 years. An inactive personal license, which did expire August 17, 2021, 2.5 years. I verified that Blaine's conversation established license on the support database and determined that it was renewed and expires June 30th of 2024. The personal license on the board database determined it was renewed on 11-10 of 2023 and expired August 17th of 2025. I provided the license with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer them.
Does the board have any questions?
I do. Change to be field here. Just real quick, there was no operating. The barbershop and his personal was not accurate.
And then would have paid fees to read it, you know, reactive.
And then one half them.
Well,
they both have been written.
All right, and the state, they paid penalties for seeing the law. Since I'm aware of that. You good?
Okay.
All right, so Mr. Delon or Ms. Mitchell, have you reviewed, Dave, could you tell us what happened here?
Well, so, yeah, once he came in, she's right. We didn't have a current one. We had actually paid for the shop license. We had already paid for, like, renewed that one. We hadn't put the new one up since we had to print it. Usually they used to send it out. The barber's board used to send it out. So we weren't on top of that. We weren't on top of it, but that was current to date. And then Roy's license was expired. And once he came in, he went online to, actually, I'll let him talk to you about
it. Yeah, that. Yeah. I went online and I tried to do it, but obviously I did it wrong. But I have it all, you know, done now, obviously. But everything was just kind of like out of whack, you know, coming back from COVID and all that. And not an excuse, but I've been a barber for 16 years, you know, so I have a lot of clientele and I just kept putting it on the back burner, you know. But, you know, I apologize for all of that. And, you know, now that the website is up and running pretty good now as well, like it was pretty self-explanatory now as I was able to renew my license until 2025, I believe.
Okay. And did you have to pay penalties to renew your license?
Yeah, I paid $306 maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Does the board have any
questions? So I was just wondering, like, are we still going to get penalized for the shop license, even though we just didn't have it hung up? Or, like, because I know I'm going to have to pay for me not having my personal license, my personal barber's license, which is fine, you know, that's my mistake. But the shop one was current, it just wasn't hung up. So am I being penalized for not having it hung up? Or that's my main question.
You won't know until you allow us to finish it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and Mr. Chair, members of the board, just from a tactical point of clarification for understanding for you, maybe a bit of training, the barber license, the barber establishment, the barber shop licenses always expire on June 30th. And it's not the same on the Cosmos side where it's just a rotating date. So it's always been a date. So just wanted to provide that point of clarity for you.
Okay. Does the board, yeah, we're going to deliberate now. So does the board have any questions or discussion about this case?
Well, I'm confused. I don't say establishment license was. I understand that it was 2 years outdated. but it just wasn't hanging, but it was outdated. It was outdated enough for not hanging.
The old one was hanging.
Yeah.
We didn't, we hadn't, it shouldn't have been 2 years outdated, but yeah, the old one was hanging. We had already, because we were already behind, we had to
hang on,
we had to pay on it.
Yeah.
Before the initial inspection, it was already paid for.
We're in the deliberation phase. You're done talking.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't clarify who I was about to talk to.
Yeah, it's fine. We're okay.
Okay.
They were posted, and it was in the current lights. And then the inactive personnel that was posted.
Right. Right. I guess the question that I understand Trace to have is, did they have a renewed license? It just wasn't printed and put up, or was it not renewed at that stage?
I'm just hearing two stories, folks.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear very well. This is Randy Flores. Did you say that the expired establishment and personal licenses were posted or were not?
That's what I'm trying to say.
They were posted, the inactive license.
Okay, both licenses up were posted, both were outdated.
But was there an active license, an active establishment license that was not posted? Like they had paid and that was all there, but they just didn't swap it in a frame or something.
Can you answer that question?
Mr. Chair, and board members, the license was renewed according to our database, May 31st, 2023.
So it was expired at the time of inspection.
Was it pending at it, like paid, but you know, pending for a few days or something like that? Because it was May 25th, right?
What was the timing here, please, guys? When was your inspection?
May 25th. Can you clarify if you're answering with regard to the establishment or the personal license, please?
Mr. Chair, the establishment license, according to our database, was submitted and May 31st.
May 31st. Mm-hmm. That was the 27th. So 4 days.
May 25th.
Okay, 5 days. All right. And again, in order to get that renewed, they would have to pay fees and fines. That's nothing.
I do have one more question.
Yes. Ready?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I noticed in the inspection report, it said that one of the violations, I think it was letter A, was not posting a current establishment license. And I recognize that it wasn't current, it was expired, but I wanted to make sure that there wasn't an additional fine for the non-posting, because it sounded like there was a posting. It was just the expiration that is the fine. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Can you clarify that for us? The recommended fine includes what?
Well, they posted a inactive establishment license, and it wasn't current.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, members of the board, in the section conclusions of law on the inspection summary, the administrative code violation shows as operating a shop without posting a current establishment license and practicing barbering without a current barber license, both which have an Arizona Administrative Code reference, and the second one has an Arizona revised statute associated with it.
All right. I know the proposed fine is half and half.
So the violation, it sounds like in the barbering rules or statute that it is sort of combined, where the posting and its active or not active status are in one line. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't a fine for not posting, a fine for inactive on one of the licenses, if that makes sense.
There is. So is it three fines? Is that what you're saying? The personal life, the salon life.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, according to board parameters, the operating a shop without posting a current establishment license is $100, and practicing barbering without a current barber license is $150.
Okay. And the proposed fine is 260.
And we have 400.
Good.
Because it was 2 years, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on the board? All right. Do we have a motion regarding the first step?
Yes, I make a treaty nature to make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and the conclusion of the law.
Second, it Marshall Knox.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Randy, how are you?
You
good? That'd be so nice. Okay. So we agree this happened. Now, do we have
more? Sorry. I have to hold down the space bar to unmute and I keep accidentally letting it up. My apologies. I guess my one question about that before saying aye to that motion would be, the fine is right now listed as 400 and the reason it's higher than 250 is because of the time. Is there, do we know what the per year, is that, does that include like fees for lateness or what's the breakdown of that to get to 400?
Yeah, I believe they would have paid fees when they renewed.
And by my understanding, it was two infractions with the business and the personal.
Which would be 260.
Which is 250, I thought 150 and 100.
Yeah, I think it's 160, I think is what she said. 160 and 100.
So that was.
Got it.
So if I'm understanding it correct, the barber shop was expired for two, the posted barbershop license had been expired for 2 years. So that would be 160 for each year. And Rosa, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't have the board parameters in front of me. 160 for each year. And then the second infraction of the individual would be the $100, which actually means it would be 420 by my math. And we staff recommendations was 400.
But I thought that when they renew, they pay a fee. And so the additional fees for lateness might have already been paid when they did renew.
They definitely would have had to pay it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So going back to all that, do we have a motion for us?
So actually, I don't think we've finished this last vote yet on the findings of facts and conclusions of law. Because okay. Randy had not.
Randy, were you okay with the findings, facts, conclusion of law, Steph?
Yes, aye.
Okay, then that makes that unanimous. So that's done.
Now, do
we have a motion of discipline this matter? That we have a little controversy here. So who
this is awesome. Randy Flores. I would make a motion to.
Here. Is she still there?
She's still
there. Oh, Randy, we.
Yeah. My motion was to reduce the fine to $260, $100 for the one violation and $160 for the other, and accept the probation period from staff recommendation.
Okay.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
No, I'll go name.
Aye. Two names. All right, so unanimously, that's happy. So, Mr. Delon and
Mr. Chair, I apologize. It's not a unanimous, but it's by majority.
It was 4-6. Yeah.
By majority, yep. And vote. Yep. Motion passed.
So, gentlemen, you'll be getting a letter about this case. We're going to reduce your fine to 260, and there was a probationary period where we'll check on you and make sure you guys are behaving.
Okay.
Sure. Right. Sounds good.
Understood.
Yeah, keep up the good work, guys.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that.
We're all good.
All right.
All right. Our next case is number 598-262, A Goddess Presence of Love, Jameson. License number 10332681. Hopefully they're here.
I'm here.
You're online. Okay, good. And, yes. And would you, okay, do you swear or affirm the testimony if they be truthful and then state your name?
Yes, it's true. And a goddess presence of love.
Okay, this is your personal license then?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, the inspector will tell us what's going on and we'll ask questions and we'll come back to you and we'll ask you questions.
Okay.
Mr. Bagley and the members of the board, my name is Kathy Bergeron. On May 11th, 2023, I conducted inspections of the Agata Ministry, those with the owner, Agata, president of Love Gym and Clubs. During the inspection, I identified the following violation. The owner was working in an unlicensed establishment. There was no sanitation violation that I found. I verified the Agata Air Ministry Establishment License on the board database to determine that she did do an application and it was approved, however, with the wrong address of building.
Oh,
I provided the license with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I will be happy to.
Okay, so as clarification, so the salon license had been applied for simply a clerical error of some sort. It was in our system, it just wasn't to them because we couldn't because the address was wrong. Personal license were okay?
Personal license was good. It should be a attachment license if it had wrong address.
Oh.
Given now.
Has that now been corrected? Okay.
It's not correct.
Chair Bagley, members of the board, Kelly Shepherd, deputy director. In order to correct the address, it needs to be a new application as we license by location.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily just a clerical error. The correct address needs to be on the application in order to license that location.
Okay, all right. Ms. Jamison?
Yes.
Have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes, and that's the part I didn't understand. It had my home address on there versus the salon address.
Oh.
So I don't know how that got mixed up.
Yeah, I agree. Things happen. Did you understand that you have to reapply with the correct address in order to make this get fixed?
Yeah, so go back in and just do a whole another application?
Yeah. And any payments you had got sent back or they will stay in there or whatever. Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out on the back end.
Okay, so they're going to look at that. But yeah, we do need you to reapply with the correct address in there. And that'll get you into our system correctly. And then the application can be processed.
If the, sorry, Chair Bagley, members of the board, if the input into the system was our mistake, absolutely, we will take that application fee and reapply it to the new application. However, if on the application the wrong address was given, we would not refund and there would be a new application fee.
Hmm. Okay, so mixing up the addresses may have price. Do you understand that, Ms. Jamison?
Yeah, a little bit, because it's kind of hard to hear you guys. So the last part, am I waiting for them to contact me?
No, it's you. You got to go in and do it over.
Okay, so just do it over. Okay.
Just do it over. You control it. That way you'll know it's taken care of.
Okay, so how, all right, so just redo the application and then they'll send me an email, letting me know that everything is done.
They'll assuming all the data is correct and whatever, then they'll send you a license.
Yes, okay. you will receive an email with your new license.
Okay.
You good?
All right, yeah, thank you. Okay. So are there any fees attached to this?
I've gotten there yet.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Oh. We're just coming up to the station.
Okay. All right.
So we'll go into the deliberation phase now. Does anybody on the board have a question or a statement they'd like to make regarding the case?
Tracy Mayfield, I was wondering how long she'd been in this then.
Got a question for
the respondent. Yes, Ms. Jamison. Tracy Mayfield here. How long have you been in business at this location?
How long have I been in business at this location? Since January. I believe it was January.
Okay, and you had never received your license?
The salon license, yes. I've had a salon license before, but I moved from one location to another location and forgot to renew it.
Okay, so and how long has this address situation been wrong?
Wait, say that, how long has the address been wrong?
Yeah.
I guess after the inspection and I went in and I don't remember the date, but when I went in and reapplied.
Okay, so when you reapplied after the move?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We have an application.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Rosa Rodriguez, she did submit the application on June 29th, and according to the application, she did put her home address as the salon address.
Okay, so that that's why the application was home address. Okay.
And she does have a license for her past location?
Yes. Yes, she did. She, like she said, it was like a location change. She did never submit the application for the new location until she got infected.
All right. So, in depth, do we have a motion regarding whether this event happened or not?
Tracy Mayfield, I make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Okay. Second, Marshall Lux. Okay, we have motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so unanimously agree it happened. Now, a motion regarding discipline in this matter. We are waiting for her to reapply. It'd be nice to know they got taken care of.
I'm not terribly sure
which direction to go. So I'm interested. Well, I think the things that Scott's, do we feel like she created a hazard to the community? Did she create something that was at risk?
Marshall Knox, I make a motion in the case number 98262, a goddess present love, Samson Lee, she's already submitted an application, so. To send out a letter of concern to Ms. Jameson, let her know, let her know what's going on, and she needs to make the corrections, which she knows now. So,
okay,
that's my motion.
All right, so a motion for a letter of concern.
Chase Turrentine, second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So, Rena, I think we need to give her a temporary letter of concern related to this. And Ms. Jamison, we need you to get this done within the next 30 days, okay?
Do the new application within the next 30 days?
Yes, ma'am. I need it to be approved before that. So, tonight would be a good time.
Yeah, I'll do it today.
Just so the applicant knows, what's the rough processing time on an application?
7 business days.
Okay.
Okay.
For if it's complete, yeah, to be clear. If
it, make sure you get everything and get every piece on there so we can get you taken care of, okay? Ms. Jamison?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You'll get a letter about this, but go ahead and take care of it so we don't get to see you again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I can hang up now?
Yes, ma'am. You did a good job. Thank you.
Okay. You guys have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Our next case is number 6, 98265 Randy Miller, license number 11501314. Ms. Miller, are you on the phone? *6 to unmute.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that testimony you give today will be truthful, the whole truth?
I do.
State your name again, please.
And then, Brandy Miller. And then I also have my other girls that were in my salon licensed under this. Do I stand for them or do they each need to, say anything?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, it's 3 separate cases.
It's 3 separate cases.
Yep. So to be clear for Ms. Miller, the first case the board is taking is just as to Ms. Miller.
Yes, this case is just about you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So our investigator is going to tell us about it. We'll ask her question. Then we'll come back and ask you questions. Okay.
Sounds good.
So would you please?
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Horst. On May 10th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Rio Airspace located in Flagstaff, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to the establishment was open and they were operating without an establishment license. There were also 2 licensees down there working at the time of inspection in an unlicensed establishment.
Okay.
Were there any report? Okay. I'm sorry.
Was there any sanitation issues to deal with?
No sanitation issues. Okay. On January 4th, 2023, he did receive a payment for the application, but that was it, just the payment. On January 7th, or June 7th, I'm sorry, 2023, they did submit an application and they became licensed on August 2nd.
Okay. And how long did this take? How long were they unlicensed, I guess?
Well, from May to August.
Okay, May to August.
And before, I'm not sure how long they were in business prior to that.
Okay. Board, have any questions to investigate?
And Mr. Chair, members of the board, I do apologize for interrupting again. For the record, Board Member Flores had to step away for a moment. She will let me know when she's back, but we do still have quorum with Chase here.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Miller, have you had a chance to review the complaint?
Yeah, I have.
And can you tell us basically your side of this, what's going on?
Yeah, so this is a new location, new business name. I had spoken on the phone with a woman that she gave me the information. I went ahead and made the payment. I just assumed everything, went through everything, was fine. Not until I had made another call and they said after I can't remember her name that came in and issued the citation. And after filling out my application, they said that it was denied. I talked to multiple different people. They couldn't tell me why. And then I was told that I was just declining and I would have to repay the fee and all of that. And I was very confused as to why, because all the information was correct. Nobody could give me an answer. Not until I asked to speak to somebody higher up. I, at that point, got, I think her name is Lakeisha. I just want to make sure. Yeah, not until I spoke to her, she was able to let me know that it looked like it was an issue with Secretary of State and the trade name. So when I called Secretary of State, I filled out my trade name, but the deputy director had said that it was an internal issue and she actually had to have IT go in and correct that issue. So I just, at this point, I think communication was a little skewed. The issues that were pertaining to the license was a little skewed. We were in that location in January. And so once that payment processed and went through, I assumed I was just waiting for the license. And so, again, I didn't have any communication stating that there was any issues with anything until we were inspected.
Okay.
But of course, as soon as all that got situated, we're licensed, everything's fine, everything was on the up and up.
All right. Board, have any questions for Ms. Miller?
Tracy Mayfield here. Brandy, Ms. Miller, you opened the salon in January, and is it your first salon?
Correct. No, this is not my first salon.
And so this is just under a new...
Yeah, this was a new location, new business name.
And when did you apply?
In January. So this move was pretty quick due to me having a baby and downsizing. So as soon as we got everything on the ball, I filed that salon license. But looks like the payment was taken, but no license was issued. So I was very confused about that.
Is that the old software?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, I was very disappointed before. Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, no problem.
You have any other questions? All right, we're going to go into deliberations now. So, is there any discussion among the board? If not, is there a motion regarding the whether this happened in the last time?
I guess I was just wondering, what was the problem in that trade name thing, the one that we've been...
Yeah, it's trade name plus that software we had before. We put your money in and then you think you're done, and then there's another thing you have to reply to, and got somebody else's name on it. It was a little crazy.
When did that all change up?
the requirement for the trade name?
No, just not that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. First week of
June.
Went to our website.
First week of June.
All right. So do we feel like she put the public in jeopardy? We feel like she did malicious acts. We feel like she's going to move on.
So unless the board isn't going to just dismiss this case, then the board would need to start by doing the finding the facts.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to her right now.
Sorry.
Anyone else welcome to join in?
On my end or on the board's end? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
So do we believe this happened?
I move that we accept the findings and facts and conclusions of law.
Second, Parks and Recs.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, unanimously agree. Thank you for that. Now, do we have an order of events on this matter? Do we feel like we were harmed in some way that the public was harmed? Is there something happened?
In case number 98265, with Randy Miller. I'm Marshall Max. Dismiss this case.
All right,
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we're beyond dismissal of the case. You've already adopted the finding, the fact, and conclusions. You can rescind your prior motion. Somebody can rescind the prior motion, but at this point, you have accepted the finding of the fact, so there have to be some level of discipline issued.
But we were in the previous motion.
Mr. Knox, if he is inclined to go this way, could do a rescind the previous motion and then that's the
problem. Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah.
May I just ask a quick question here? What are these other two?
They're the individual. So we'll those next two cases are the next two cases. I apologize. They're coming up.
I recommend that we rescind the previous motion and dismiss the case.
So you make a motion.
Make a motion.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4. Chase?
Sorry, I was muted.
Do you agree we should dismiss this case or you?
Yep. Good with the rescinding, good with dismissal.
All right, perfect. So by majority, or by unanimity, whichever way it may be, we agree to dismiss this case. All right, Ms. Miller, we appreciate you getting taken care of. We're sorry you got caught in the bureaucracy this evening that we used to have. We're not like that anymore.
Okay, I really appreciate it. And then just to be clear, I have one of my stylists, Rhonda. I just want to be clear so that they know I had her three-wayed in with me, and then I'm currently at my location right now, and Jillian is also here. Do they need to call in like right now, or what do you suggest? Have them do.
I'm going to call Jillian next, and then Rhonda.
So they can remain on the line, Miss Miller. You just can't, because it sounds like everybody's on the line with
I'll
you.
I'll just stay here with, I just want to make sure that they don't get caught in crossfires because of some issue with an establishment. So I will just be here. You said Jillian's next and then Rhonda.
Yep.
Okay. Again. Okay, perfect. I will, I'll just go ahead and pass the phone over to Jillian and we'll go on with that.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Next case is number 98266, Jillian Farley, 11801610. Ms. Farley, are you there? *69.
Okay. Yep, I have her here.
Okay. Ms. Farley, can you speak to it?
Yes.
Are you Ms. Farley?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You swear or affirm the testimony you gave me truthful?
Yes, I do.
State your name.
Jillian Farley.
Thank you. So we're going to have the investigator and we'll come back to you.
And board members, I believe if you're so inclined to save some time, that the facts in this case are the exact same. I think it's fair to ask the licensee if she has anything more to add, but okay. Again, yeah.
Ms. Farley, do you have anything that you would like to add to the information we've already been provided by Ms. Miller?
No, I don't.
Good answer. All right, so now based on that, do we have a motion regarding this case?
I motion that we dismiss case number 98266.
All right.
I second.
Motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Okay. All right, so then we have a majority that agrees we dismiss this case. All right, so we're going to call case number 98. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Farley, we've dismissed your case.
Thank you.
You're welcome.